trucks, planes, trains, and even submarines. Some of the most interesting facts and tidbits from the world of transportation are heard right here on every episode of the Crown Car Care Report. Let's find out what's happening today with the host of your program, Todd Harris. Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Yates. Todd happens to be letting me do the driving for at least a little while. We're at Banyan Creek Golf Club, just outside Stuart, Florida, in Palm City, Florida. And our guest today is Brian Winrick. Brian is the owner of Banyan Creek Golf Club. He also has some amazing automotive items to tell us about. Tee it up and take it away, Todd.
First thing I noticed when I was invited here to this just beautiful golf course and golf club was as I was walking through the entrance, I felt this vastness and this comfort as I walked through the archway into the clubhouse building. Can you tell me a little bit about why it is designed that way? And did you have a part in designing it?
Absolutely. We are a golf club, not a country club. We have no pool, no tennis courts. And we have a social membership that we also provide for the 1,200 and plus residents in Martin Downs. The club was designed with a feng shui type of design, which invites a lot of positive energy and happiness in our world today. The clubhouse, as Todd was saying, is built about 16 months ago, and is a single story with a large dining area and a bar.
Another thing I noticed when I walked in off to the right was it looked like sterling silver or even silver cups or buckets hanging in a row down from the ceiling or the gutters. What are those?
Those are rain chains. They're very popular. They're beautiful to look at when the water flows because it looks like a solid stream or column of water that goes through them. They are unique and different, as well as all the plants that are planted there. All came from an exotic gardens down in West Palm.
It sounds like you had your fingers in the design of this and had an intent from the get-go. Is that right, Brian?
That's true. I've designed several restaurants and bars in my past, and most of them were conversation bars, so we concentrate around that. That's the main focal point after you come through the entrance.
And you can sure see it in this place. It is absolutely beautiful. Anyone that's listening to this now, you must come out to this Banyan Creek and see this feng shui atmosphere, this energy flow. And let me tell you, just walking in here and seeing on the walls the mirrors that will just take your breath away. Brian, what about these mirrors that are just so beautiful?
We use some door surrounds that came out of Bali. They're hand carved, teak and mahogany, and they were in a equivalent of a Biltmore that was torn down, and they were exported out to Island Narada where I bought them. But they're all hand carved, and there's a mirror behind them, which covers the whole west wall of the clubhouse. Which gives it a lot of depth, and it also a great design feature.
Brian, before we started this podcast interview, he walked me around and showed me the entire clubhouse. And one of the things I noticed was almost in the middle of the clubhouse is a gigantic surround bar that, it appeared to me you could almost sit anywhere at any place on that bar and actually talk to somebody anywhere else. Was that by design, Brian?
Yeah, they're called conversation bars. They're made and designed so that you can not only talk to the people sitting next to you, but you can talk across the bar. And it's a lot better than looking at a bar that's designed with the old-fashioned back bar, which is a lot of heavy wood and bottles. It's a lot more fun, And it gets people, especially newcomers, to be able to meet new people and make new friends.
Let's get right to it. This is a golf course, and I want to hear about this golf course that you've got here. I've heard it is the top golf course here in Martin County. I've heard you've put quite a bit of renovation into it. I've heard you've done quite a bit of recycling and eco green activity in regards to it. Tell me about it, Brian.
Yeah, there's on our website, www.banyancreekgc.com, is a YouTube video that goes into a great detail. But the highlights of it is that we had energy and the environment in mind when we redid the golf course. It was originally built in the late 70s, and I bought it in the late 2012, and construction started on it about 3 years ago. So we've been open now full bore for 2 full years, so we're in our third full year. And it's the only course in the area that's what we call a green-to-tee course. When you're putting out, you can see the next tee box where you don't have to drive through endless rows of condos and houses. It's very quiet and very serene. We have populated the golf course with a lot of oaks and pines, elevated the greens and tees so that it has a lot of elevation changes. And it's got a real South Carolina, North Carolina type of feel to it. The course only has a limited number of houses, so that serenity really plays into it because you're not, listening and hearing a lot of public noises from condos and houses. There was a lot of recycling done. The cart paths were all taken up and used to line Betsy Creek, which goes along and through many of the holes on the course, giving it a lot of character. We also planned the irrigation for water conservation, where we only water the fairways and greens and tees to conserve water for South Florida, which is very, very important. But like I said earlier, there's a lot more information on the YouTube if you would like to look at it at our website.
Brian, I'm going to change directions just here a little bit. Is this your first golf course that you've ever owned? And what got you interested in owning a golf course, and how the heck did you get to the point where you could buy a golf course?
Well, it's the only golf course exposure I ever had other than playing the game was my grandfather and my father built a 9-hole golf course in Dayton, Ohio called Beaver Creek, and it was called Walnut Grove. And it was built back in the very early, 30s and 20s, where they used horses and buggies and stuff. So it's kind of in the Wenrick name history. But I bought it primarily, to be honest, because I wanted something to do. I don't believe in fully retiring. I believe in staying active and keeping your mind active. And doing something like this is doing something that I enjoy and can enjoy, which, according to Harvard, is your best investment.
Absolutely. Another highlight of this golf course and clubhouse is the food. I was lucky enough to walk into the kitchen about 45 minutes ago, and it took my breath away. Not only that, but I wasn't hot. I understand you've got an air-conditioned kitchen for the chef, is that correct?
Yeah, we have. As far as I'm concerned, we have one of the best chefs that I've ever met in my life, and he loves working here because the kitchen is air conditioned, and even the hood is air conditioned. So you don't have all that sweat factor that's going on back there, and uncomfortable employees. So it's fun to work in. It's laid out with a lot of experience behind it. And both the chef and the servers, our expediters, all enjoy working in that kitchen.
We also had the opportunity to walk into the men's locker room. And two things I noticed as I walked in were two ducks that greeted me with their wide open bills and their beautiful eyes and feathers. Is there a story behind those two ducks that are in there?
They're Canadian geese.
Okay. Yeah,
so I mean, ducks, geese, it's some, they look a lot alike, but Yeah, they. I've done a lot of hunting and all over the world, and these are some of the trophies that I wanted to put on display. And we also have a lot of North American animals that are in my private office and conference room here at Banyan Creek as well.
For all of you people that have the chance or are lucky enough to join this just exclusive, fabulous club here in Palm City, Florida, you must look into Brian's office, which is just off to the where the general dining room is, and look inside there. Right now, I am looking at, I'm going to guess, 15 to 20 of the most beautiful, whether it's a moose, whether it's a deer, whether it's an antelope, or whether it's a mountain lion that looks like he's ready to lick my ear. You must look in this room. It is, will take your breath away. I can't even put words to it. It's just spellbounding.
I'd like to also add at this time, since we're on the club, is that we also have a social membership for all of the non-golfers. It's very inexpensive. It's only $99, and it allows you to get charging privileges and take advantage of Chef Pablo's excellent food.
And, you know, Chef Pablo is the one that cooks in an air-conditioned kitchen.
Correct.
Air-conditioned kitchen. Yes. Brian, everything about this club, from the minute I walked in to the minute I looked out at the beautiful banyan tree, which, by the way, I'm sure is your signature banyan tree. I can't even imagine the diameter of it, but or the age. Is there a history on that banyan tree back?
Yeah, we've had some people come out and take a look at it. They estimate it to be over 200 years old, and there's some tales and stories about the history of it. How much of it is true, who knows? But it's a beautiful tree, and a lot of people confuse fig trees with banyan trees, and it sheds its leaves once a year when it looks like it's dying, and then 2 weeks later it's the most gorgeous, beautiful tree you've ever seen, and it's just like overnight. And but you can get lost inside of it, it's so big.
Well, I can tell you this, we have 3 podcasts planned with Brian. So if you're enjoying this one, stay tuned. But I will tell you this, we're going to have part 4, and it's going to be the tale of the banyan tree.
Thank you
so much, Brian, for coming to us and reaching out and opening up your beautiful golf course, your beautiful clubhouse, your kitchen, your spirit, and your kindness that showed Sam and I around this place. And just, what a fabulous day.
Yes, thank you, Todd, Sam, and you guys are always welcome with your friends to come anytime and have fun.
The Crown Car Care Report, brought to you by Crown Car Care and your host who knows the most about cars, Todd Harris. Thanks for listening.